Boston, Mother's Day, 2005. The assembly room in Faneuil Hall is full to capacity for the 10th anniversary of the New England Holocaust Memorial. Outside, it's cold and wet, but a crowd gathers. Less than 20 members of an Arkansas-based group, White Revolution, is coming to deny that the Holocaust happened. Local activists of all kinds were determined to respond.
I know there are some people that believe in this free speech stuff. We don't subscribe to that. We don't think scabs have free speech during the strike.
Here, here.
We don't think scumbags who call for lynching people have free speech.
Damn right.
And we're here to
Absolutely.
Shut them down. But we'd encourage you all to join us so we are one united voice over there. We want to get that turf so before Nazis show here, we got it, we hold it, we own it.
I was personally a little shocked to discover that a white supremacist group would be active in Boston. I probably wasn't the only person to feel this way.
My name's Asher Pacht.
What do you know about Nazis in Boston and the threat that they pose?
Honestly, I don't know much about it. I think that Nazis in Boston are practically non-existent. I don't think that there's much of a presence here. I think that these guys are busing in from out of town.
Unfortunately, many people I spoke to had stories to show that openly fascist acts and racist violence are not foreign to our region.
My name is Karee. I'm in the International Socialist Organization. I know on my campus, I go to Northeastern University, and there have been flyers up put up by the National Alliance, which is a Nazi group, far right, you know, fascist group. And so they're definitely trying to organize here. Recently, I guess a few months ago, there was actually a cross burning in the town of Duxbury, Mass, on the South Shore. One of the members of our organization is from around Worcester, and a cross was burned on her lawn when she was in high school. So, you know, the far right is active in Massachusetts, and it's time to cut it off right now.
Sean Joseph with the International Socialist Organization, Providence, Rhode Island.
There's been hate crimes, even, you know, Tufts University, I heard a Muslim student was beaten unconscious, and there have been swastikas appearing on that campus, you know.
I've been seeing a lot of skins around Boston that I haven't seen before and stuff. Because usually when there's a skin walking down the street, you could tell if he's racist or not, like, in different ways.
This idea that you can identify a fascist skinhead based on looks came into question a little later that day. The chanting stopped when four skinheads were spotted in the middle of the crowd.
Hey, we got some Nazis here! We got some f***ing fascists here! You guys should be... I'm sorry, son!
They all denied being fascists. Why would they be standing in this crowd if they were? They didn't have any really obvious fascist nor anti-fascist emblems. One had an American flag patch, another wore red suspenders. I recognized one of them from my neighborhood. I'd seen him wearing a shirt for a band that is known to be racist. I decided to talk to them.
Any of you folks care to do an interview for the radio?
An interview for the radio?
Yeah. No? All right.
Had it been clear that these skinheads were racist, there almost certainly would have been violence.
We plan to pogo on the Nazi bastards. We'll freaking pogo their skulls in.
Yes, my name is Caroline Colesworthy, and I'm with Barbara here, my friend. People are right now chanting, death to the Nazis, power to the workers. I'm all for power to the workers, and I'm all for death to Nazism, but I really don't see us having any room for being against people, more an ideology. Death to the fascists is going to leave a whole bunch of dead bodies, and that's really what we're against. I'd like to give out some hugs to Nazis.
People who came for the memorial service, and bystanders who were caught off guard, were generally supportive of the anti-fascist demonstration.
Okay, I'm Samantha, I'm from Amsterdam. Just went down for some shopping, and I'm seeing this. It's very exciting, and I think it's a good thing. Really, we should have this more in Amsterdam too.
Some had mixed feelings.
I'm Victor Sino. I'm from San Francisco, California. I live at the East Campus.
At MIT?
Yeah, I'm here for the memorial, not the protests. I believe this kind of counter-protest is a little inappropriate. It didn't seem like something that should go on a day of remembrance like this. You know, bashing the police that are trying to protect the ceremony, promoting anarchy and let's go, you know, take the government down, let's have a revolution right now, let's support communism, because, you know, that works. I'd be fine with the demonstration, just not the one they're having.
Protesters picketed peacefully for hours until White Revolution members finally made their appearance. They were protected and corralled into a corner by at least 100 police with motorcycles, horses, and riot gear. Their signs were effectively hidden from anyone who wasn't protesting, but said things like, "Nuke Israel," "6 million lies," "Free ham sandwiches." I attempted to continue interviewing amid the chaos.
I'm Dr. Jack Porter. I'm a sociologist from Boston and a child of survivors.
But the police are protecting the racists. Do you find that appropriate?
Well, I think 30 years ago when we fought against Nazis and Skokie, etc., we got a little closer and there were some fights. So they're doing the right thing. They're going to keep the sides away from each other. But the irony is I'm more afraid of the police than I am of the Nazis. The police are afraid of any kind of demonstrations, it seems. Whenever young people gather, look, they're doing their job. I don't want to say they're not. I hope they're well-trained, and I hope they don't use any weapons, because given the Snellgrove controversy, nobody wants to get hurt. But I'm very happy about this. I want people to be involved, and I'm glad there are a lot of young people here.
Suddenly, I witnessed the arrest of a white woman who was yelling about being spit on. I later found out that she was Boston resident Shireen Chambers, who had physically attacked a black man in the crowd. Her victim, Jerome Higgins, was then arrested for defending himself. The crowd grew angry and was pushed back by the police.
Who are you protecting?
It was hard to tell how the white supremacists were taking all of this. Their website has an account of the demonstration, but it's just full of absurd lies. This is a group that matches up racist American hosts who volunteer to take in white South Africans seeking refuge from post-apartheid justice. Maybe what these people think isn't the point.
We can't push out the Nazis, really, because they're going to be everywhere. Like, we're all fascists in our hearts. We just have to break that, our own oppression, our own systems of oppression down within us. That for me, is a huge thing, is not only to, like, send some message for some other, like, group of people, but to also, like, solidify at least points of unity for us.
I'm really excited about what's going on. I mean, it's really disgusting what the Nazis are trying to do, but I'm very heartened by the response. It's a lot of unity here on the Boston left. People in all kinds of organizations, people not in organizations, individuals came out, united against the Nazis, so it's really great. Save struggle, save.